Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Again, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and then Encore, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network, and that'd be Thursdays and Fridays, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You can also see every live show. We'll do a Facebook live stream, and you can see it on Big Willie 105.5, also on the Dimitri profile page, and make sure it's the right one because people come up with fake pages for me periodically, and I'm the one with the more than 7,000 followers. That they can't fake. So that's the one. All right. Again, if you just joined us, news from Nelson Croft, Ohio County Sheriff. The body of a female has been located near Clarington, Ohio, in the Ohio River. We do not have a positive identification, and this may take a few days. I have notified the family of Sandra Parsons. We all are patiently waiting for a positive identification. So that is the latest with that, and God rest their souls. So back to the issue. If you just joined us, you missed some incredible radio. That's the bad news. The good news is I'll be on until 9 o'clock Eastern Time this morning. So big controversy regarding Middle Creek Garage, and are they gouging people? Are they charging them to just get into their cars to pull out possessions? A lot of people are making these accusations. And again, they're accusations. I don't know what the truth is, and I've reached out to them and all that. All right, long story short, I asked a trusted source to reach out to Middle Creek Garage because they wouldn't respond to my message, and then they blocked me on Facebook. By the way, they've unblocked me this morning. I was able to access the Facebook page, so give them credit. I'm unblocked, so that's a good thing. So my source said that it was, and I'm paraphrasing here, it was just a mix-up, a big misunderstanding, and that they're going to post a statement on their Facebook page and maybe on their website saying if you have any sorts of problems, then essentially we'll make it right. Okay, fine, great. So I asked my source to come on the air. My source said, sure, 7 o'clock and, this morning to convey this information. Because, again, I want to get out all the information. I don't know that there's a bad guy here. There might be a bad guy. It might be the company. It might be the people who are posting who are not telling the truth. I don't know. It's so frustrating because all I'm trying to do is get to the truth. It's very hard to get to the truth here in the Upper Ohio Valley. Let me tell you, it is not easy. It is not easy. By the way, if you're hearing birds chirping, I can actually hear them through my headphones. I'm not complaining. But here at the world headquarters of the Ohio Midland News Group, our air conditioning doesn't work. Yeah, today, where it's going to be 125 degrees, our air conditioning does not work. I swear to you, the chirping that you are probably hearing, I think you're hearing, I can hear, is we have opened the one window that we have here in our building, in our studio, I should say, in our studio. And it's right behind me. And it's open like about this much. And I'm hearing birds chirping. What has happened in my career? Anyway, so if you're hearing birds chirping, it's actually out in our parking lot. They're probably crapping all over our cars again. But that's the reason why. The window's open because the air conditioning doesn't work. God, and how's your morning going for you? All right, focus, man, focus. All right, so my source was supposed to come on this morning. Wonderful, wonderful source. So I got a text at 6:02 this morning. I'm looking at my thing right now, my phone. And my source says, my upper management wants a meeting this morning. I won't be able to do 7 a.m. All right, well, that happens. Boss imposed time. I get that. I was a little suspicious, but okay. You know, it's a good source. So I called my source so I could do, to record the interview. So you could hear it coming directly from my source. And I called the moment that I got the text. No answer. Not a good sign. So then I sent a text. Please call me. No response. No response with the text, no response with the phone, nothing. So now I'm thinking to myself, is this another red flag regarding this story? Is this story bigger than I realize? Again, I don't know. I don't know. So I went to the Facebook page of Middle Creek Garage to see if the statement was there. I didn't see any statement. I went to the website, the Middle Creek Garage, to see if the statement was there. I didn't see any statement. But I did find this on Ohio Valley Overwatch on Facebook. It's an underground group. And according to this, and I'm assuming, I think it's reasonable, let me rephrase this. I think it's reasonable to assume this is a legitimate message from the Middle Creek Garage. But again, it's not on their Facebook page and not on their website. So I don't know how people who have complaints are going to know about this, but I'll read this to you. Middle Creek Garage here. Please give us the name of the person who was charged for this. We do not do this. And if one of our employees made a mistake and charged something for removal of personal belongings, we will refund that. We are flood victims too. Many of our employees have been working every day without a break since the flood. We couldn't even assess our own damage and had to fight the flood waters to get our own trucks out to rescue people. Since that night, we've been recovering vehicles for first responders and the West Virginia Department of Highways so that crews can clean up, get power restored, and open roads. In doing all that, our people do get paid for doing their jobs. We've been in business for over 85 years and didn't accomplish this by ripping people off. Posts like this hurt our employees who have been working so hard to help people and make a living. Middle Creek Garage. Sounds legit. They're making a good case. Again, I don't know if it is legit only because it's not on their Facebook. I couldn't find it on their Facebook page or on their website. But okay, let's assume that's the case. A few things here that need to be addressed. And again, I'm not pointing fingers. I'm simply asking questions because, again, they don't want to come on. My source who reached out to them now does not want to come on. In fact, complete radio silence. It says here, please give us the name of the person who was charged for this. In reading the comments that had since been apparently been taken down, there were a lot of people, not just one person. There were a lot of people making these accusations. And again, I don't know if they're accurate. What I do know is more than one person. That there's no question of that. It says here, if one of our employees made a mistake and charged something for removal of personal belongings, we will refund that. Okay, fine, great. But what I'm not hearing here, and I'm sure this is a fine company, they've been in business forever, and I wish them well. Truly, I do. How do I phrase this? Let's say that I owned Middle Creek Garage. Let's just say. Which, by the way, I have no earthly idea how to operate a tow truck or anything. And I've got that thing just came out on my dashboard, that orange thing with like a flat tire, an exclamation point. One of my tires apparently is low on air, and I don't know which one, and I don't know what to do, and now my head's going to explode. Focus. All right. Let's say I own Middle Creek Garage. I would have included, and then this is a good message. There's no question about this. They make valid points. They really do. I would have included this. I, Dimitri, the owner of Middle Creek Garage, spoke with each one of my employees, full-time and part-time, and anyone that we hired temporarily. I spoke with each one of these people. Each one of these people assure me that no, they did not take any money or ask for any money to get into people in order to allow people to get into their vehicles and to take out possessions. The issue here is not about paying for towing charges. Of course, if the company tows your car, you got to pay. Insurance companies may cover that. They may not. I don't know. I'm not an insurance expert. But if I own Middle Creek Garage, I would have made a point of saying in this message, I asked each one of my employees, looked them right in the eye and said, what do you know about this? And then I would have said, every one of them, presumably, said, no, we didn't do this. Okay. Also, what I would have done, Middle Creek Garage, I would have gone to my bookkeeper and taken a look at each one of the entries. What's this money for? What's that money for? I would have included that in the message as well, saying, hey, we reviewed the books. There is no indicator that anyone paid for anything like that. And I would have come on the air and said so. I have nothing to hide. I would not have acted guilty. That's what I would have done in addition to this sound, decent message from Middle Creek Garage. I would have added those really, really important points to assure the public that, hey, we've been in business for a long time. We don't rip people off. And this is everything that I know that I can possibly do as the owner to make sure that everything is on the up and up. That's what I would have done. Okay, fine. So I'm watching Channel 7 this morning. And by the way, I want to stress again that regarding the flood coverage, Channel 7, and I've been a critic of Channel 7 News because I don't think they're very professional in most cases, and I've cited chapter and verse. However, they were great when it came to everything connected with the flood coverage. They were terrific. They really were. No ifs, ands, or buts. I posted reposted some of their, many of their posts on Big Willie 105.5 and on my page to let people know. They did a great job. No question about it. A great job. 100%. When it comes to regular type news, though, we're back to the same old problem here with 7. But again, their flood coverage was truly, it was great. This story. The headline says, officials push back on towing companies price gouging during deadly West Virginia flooding. Well, as far as I know, there's only one company that's been accused, and that's Middle Creek Garage. Accused fairly or unfairly, I don't know. There's only one. They don't mention the name of the company in this story. And here's the writing is so bizarre with this. It's very short. I'll read this to you, then we'll get to our break here. As residents continue to recover items lost in the floodwaters, June 14, local officials are pushing back against social media rumors claiming vehicle owners are being charged after their cars were towed from flood areas. Local officials are pushing back against social media rumors. Okay, next graph. The Wheeling, Ohio County Emergency Management Agency said the claims are false. My eyebrow went up. I said, wait a minute. How do they know the claims are false? Did they reach out to all of these people? And then a quote from the EMA director. We've been working round the clock. These first responders, these towing companies have too. No question. God bless them. They've been great. If somebody made a clerical error in their billing and you don't think it's right, call the towing company and they said they will correct it. 70 vehicles have been removed, part of the ongoing flood emergency. Emergency officials reiterated that anyone with concerns about towing charges should contact the towing company directly to resolve the issue. The story says the Wheeling, Ohio County Emergency Management Agency said the claims are false. That's not what they said. Read your own story. Read your own story. What they said was, if somebody made a clerical error in their billing and you don't think it's right, call the towing company and they said they will correct it. That is factually true, I am sure. But that does not address the claims. And they aren't saying the claims are false. How could they? They'd have to ask each one of the people who is making the claim. It's absurd on its face. And they won't mention the name of Middle Creek Garage. Again, 7 back to its same old ways. It's a shame because their flood coverage, honestly, was really, really exceptional. But no one, as far as I know, has reached out to all of the people to see if the claims are accurate or not. The Wheeling, Ohio County Emergency Management Agency said the claims are false. No, they didn't. How could they unless they've reached out to each one of the people? Again, it's absurd on its face. I've been reaching out, and I've been getting dead ends, but at least I've been reaching out.